Today is Tuesday, February 18th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Drink Wine Day. I'm off of work today. Maybe I'll drink wine as I'm watching the snow come down. It's also National Battery Day and National Crab Stuffed Flounder Day. One seafood stuffed with another seafood. My favorite. Do I laugh too much? I laugh a lot in normal conversation as well. Giggle. I don't know if that's... maybe that's a bad thing. Maybe that's a bad affect that I have. I don't know. On a podcast, I guess it doesn't... laughing is contagious, so I guess it's good. Because people... maybe that will make other people laugh when they're listening to it. I don't know. I'm making myself laugh. Okay, that was all the day stuff. Go eat and drink and be merry. Have some wine. Have a crab stuffed flounder. Don't think I will do that, but there you go. So just a little bit of update. Finishing out the weekend. I did record Monday's show on Saturday because I was trying to basically clear out my Sunday so I didn't have anything to do. I'm struggling to get work out of my mind. And I'm trying to, anytime I think about work, to tell myself, no, on the weekends. I'm trying to, because one of the things that my therapist and I talked about is, if I could just leave work at work, then maybe that would be another way to de-stress and lower the anxiety levels and stuff like that. And so I've been trying to do that. But anyway, I was just trying to have a relaxing Sunday with as little on my plate that I had to do as possible, because my thought was that this week was going to be really busy. Now, it turns out it may not end up being super busy because my two things where I was supposed to present demos, both of those meetings got canceled. And then the other, I'm trying to think here. Oh, the offsite that was in person got moved to virtual because at work, because there's snow a-coming. And they don't want people traveling in and then just being stuck in their hotel rooms, not being able. And we close down when it snows. We don't get snow very often. And so when we do, heck, if it just, there's just a little bit of a flurry. On Sunday, there was no ice or snow or anything on the road, but it had, there was beautiful little snowflakes just cascading through the air, but none of them were sticking to the road. And the church service was really low. The attendance was really low because people were like, oh, we don't want to, we don't want to get out because it's snowing. So anyway, so that got moved to virtual. And I can't go to my haircut today because, as you're listening to this, because it's going to snow. And I don't know, I don't want to get stuck in the snow. It could be not very much, but there's no way to know. We've gotten all these warnings and, you know, could be driving conditions could be bad on Tuesday and all this. So I don't want to drive 5 hours, maybe make it there, but then on the way back get stuck in the 20 degree, you know, or whatever the temperature is going to be, because it's also supposed to be really cold until Thursday. So I'm not doing that, but I had already taken the day off of work. And so I'm just going to keep the day off because why not? I haven't had any days off since the Christmas period. I know it hasn't been that long, but I mean, one day off is fine. Oh, I'm sleepy. All right. And so the rest of the weekend, I think I told you guys about most of Saturday. I recorded on Saturday. We just kind of hung around the house. We did some Pokemon raiding because there was a raid that Mark wanted to do. And I took out the fireplace. It's like a coffee table fireplace thing for outdoors that you hook a propane tank up to. I'm interested if you can actually hook a gas line up to it. I am going to read the instructions and see if it says that, because we have a gas line that goes to the outside that's meant to be used for a barbecue grill, but we don't have a barbecue grill. So I was thinking, if that coffee table fire pit fireplace thing will take gas instead of propane, I mean natural gas instead of propane, then I could just run a hose from our, you know, where it comes out of the house, the pipe that comes out of the house. I don't know. It's all kind of scary because it's all things that can blow up and go boom in the night. And I don't know. But anyway, regardless, I didn't hook anything up because Mark said we have to buy a fire extinguisher before we light the fireplace outside, because, you know, he doesn't want things to catch fire, I guess. So anyway, that's pretty much it. I did not feel like we ordered food in. We just ordered P.F. Chang's because I didn't feel like doing a restaurant. I said, we're going to do restaurant of the week for lunch on Sunday. And so that's what we did. Sunday morning, like I said, it was snowing, but it was just, it was pretty, but it wasn't, and it was sticking to the grass, but it was just very light dusting of snow. It was very light. And the road, it was so cold outside, you would see some snow kind of blowing across the road. Just tiny little wisps of snow that you would see blowing across the road, but nothing was sticking to the road. So I did go to church, did my two services, came back, picked up Mark, and then we basically went to Restaurant of the Week, and we went to this. It's called Mothership, but I think they merged with another restaurant called Yankabilly Smokehouse. Because the menu was different, and on their sign, they have Mothership plus Yankabilly now, which was not mentioned in the Google listing at all. But I wanted something cash, because I didn't feel like dressing up or eating fancy food. And they have burgers. I had a brisket burger, and I assume it had... I couldn't see a separate piece of brisket, but it tasted barbecue-y though. So I think they must have merged the brisket somehow into the patty before they cooked the patty. I don't know. I didn't disassemble the burger to inspect, but I feel like they must have done something like that. And it was like pulled brisket or something, and they just either mixed it with the patty or formed the patty and put the brisket, kind of smashed it down over the brisket. I don't know. Not really sure. It had the flavor, but I could not see. Had fries, had mac and cheese. The mac and cheese was very creamy and delicious. I really enjoyed that. They were slow, and it was not busy at all. There were only our table plus one other table there, and they were just super slow. And I could see the server. She would keep going back to through the kitchen doors, and she was just chatting away with the kitchen staff. we were fine because it was a relaxing Sunday afternoon. Like I said, I had tried to get everything done. I did edit the Gay Mix video mostly on Saturday evening while we were watching. We were watching Night Agent, I think. But anyway, so we. So I was doing that, and then kind of to get that out of the way. So I'd had most of that done, but I did have a little bit more for it to do. So anyway, we ate, came back. I finished posting the video for Mix Minus. I made sure I posted the Geeky Gay. So I did have a couple of things to do, but it was just minor things. And then we just had a pretty much relaxing evening. I ordered our groceries, and they did come in today. Let's see. Let's take a look here and see what I ordered. Trademark fatty. Let's see what I ordered. I'm just going to verify my delivery details here. Oh, here were the items that I received. I got a Swanson Natural Goodness Lower Sodium Chicken Broth. I got a Ziploc brand sandwich bags, 100 count. I got a Doritos Party Size, 2 Coke Zero six pack. By Chef's Ramsay slow roasted beef and red wine sauce, 3 of those, and Bush's canned pinto beans, some Honest Turkey 99% fat free ground turkey, 2 of those, some eggs, some Kerrygold butter, some Kraft sharp cheddar finely shredded cheese, and that was it. I spent $149.17, and I don't get a senior discount, so there you go. All right, so that was what I ordered, and it got delivered. So all the food is here, and I'm going to be cooking my throwing down dish for Monday evening, because we are recording throwing down on Tuesday, so I need to have that dish done so I can actually talk about it and tell people if I liked it or not. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.